Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Share a story with you that is it's just weird. This story is super weird. It involves Santa Rosa County, the clerk of the court and comptroller position that is currently held by Don Spencer, but he's not running for re-election. There are two people that are trying to fill this seat. Jason English is his like second in command, and then Ginger Pace has also thrown in, and I'd moderated a debate this forum. I don't know why. When did we decide to call them forums instead of debates? I don't know. It's just kind of like the zeitgeist passed me by on this one. But okay. So I asked a bunch of questions and candidates gave me answers. And I have comments from both candidates on this particular subject. The subject that actually does involve one of the candidates. Okay. So here's what was going on. A woman named Tammy Kaler. This is Tom McLaughlin and PNJ doing good reporting. Tammy Kaler was working in the clerk's office under Ginger Pace, okay? And apparently they're sort of they're like related but not close relations, okay? And you remember when the clerk's office stopped doing marriage licenses, stopped performing marriages because of the whole we don't want to authorize gay marriages and all that, and, you know, so let's just not do any, okay? Well, apparently this woman, this employee, Tammy Kaler, decided that, well, I mean, people want marriages. They want us to perform marriages. Maybe I can just do it. You know, I've got the authority to do it. So if you just ringy-dingy me, and then you and I can go. I mean, I can't do it while I'm working because that's against policy. But maybe, you know, I got your hookup for your hookup. So, you know, I will charge you for it, and I will run the credit card on my phone, and I'll just take a little break, clock out, and I'll go meet you behind the CVS, not exaggerating, and I'll marry you. And even though the clerk of the court used to charge $30, I'll charge you $140 to $180. And that's a tidy side hustle, to basically quote what Tom McLaughlin wrote, is it's a side hustle. Headline, clerk of court's candidate was demoted for cousin's parking lot wedding side hustle. So, okay. So, first of all, the whole story is crazy. Like, in Santa Rosa County, you go get your marriage license in the parking lot behind the CVS from the clerk, the employee in the clerk's office who clocked out and is charging you five times the rate on her phone with the credit card. Like, that alone is weird, right? That whole thing is super weird. So then, basically, Jason English is running. And now you've got this, you know, Ginger Pace is challenging. Well, Ginger Pace was like the supervisor over the person who was doing this work and then clocking out or whatever and going to take her smoking break, which turned into a marriage license break, and coming back. I don't know if she smokes, but you get that's kind of the point. And then they decided when all this came to light that they weren't sure whether Ginger Pace knew that this was going on, and it couldn't prove that she knew what was going on. But it's more the question of, like, should she have known as a supervisor? Should she have known? And was this a violation of policy? So what they did was they demoted her and gave her a pay cut and took away her supervisor capabilities, but didn't fire her because they couldn't establish that she actually knew that this was going on. And there's one part here where, you know, she should have known, but she didn't ask. And then there's this letter in her termination telling her about the demotion and the pay cut, and that she had observed the frequent breaks for the stated purpose of running personal errands, but she suspected the reason was that she was going over to the CVS marriage chapel, but she didn't confront her relative-ish, I guess. I couldn't find it again in the story. I thought that that was the case. A relative, okay? And then so they decided instead of firing her that they would do this. Well, and of course, the allegation by Ginger Pace is that this is now being, they're doing this against her for the political purpose of making her look bad in an election. So it's all election related stuff. I don't really know whether that's the case, but I know the underlying story is super crazy. Like, it's just bizarre. I don't know. I was trying to think of what would be a good parallel. It'd be like, I don't know. somebody calls in here and they want to, you know, do ads, and we won't sell them ads because we don't like the business that they run. But I text them like, hey, brother, come meet me out in the back. I'll record you some voice for cheap. But it's not cheap. It's going to be expensive. My voice is going to cost you. And then, you know, tell all your friends. I'll record their voice for cheap, too. Like, it's just so weird. The whole thing is so... And again, the people getting their marriages performed in the highbrow, luxurious environs of the CVS parking lot. And apparently enough of them that they tell their friends and neighbors, who are all in the not church wedding circuit, apparently. So that's the backdrop. The question is, what did they say about this when we were doing the debate the other day? Well, I'll play that for you in a second. John Pickens got... John, did you know this? Did you hear this story or had seen this story at all?
I know nothing about this.
Can I say this without being, like, hated for it?
Go ahead.
Is this not the most Milton story ever?
Oh, no, it is. I mean, I'm just sitting here going, yeah, I can see that. That's why the parking lot was busy. I never figured that one out.
It's just so...
A lot of people are going to CVS.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and, you know, do you send out invitations?
Come to the CVS parking lot.
We're having a reception. You know, bring your cooler. I mean, it just... I don't know. I love Milton. It's such a great place, but it is also such an entertaining place. I mean, really, genuinely entertaining. It almost feels like now that the Chemukla Christmas parade doesn't exist anymore, that we got to find other ways to be super weird, you know? Okay, so John's got traffic on the fives.
Just one accident to let you know about. Highway 90 in Woodbine at that intersection. The accident's off to the side of the road. Not seeing any delays, so that's good news on that. I-10, I-110, they're flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, by the way, the clerk's office, once they realized that there was this high demand for, you know, overcharging for this service, they're like, well, maybe we ought to do this again because, you know, apparently there's a lot of people who want this, which somebody texts in. Sounds like capitalism to me, which it is. And, you know, I mean, it's super weird capitalism, but, you know, demand, they're happy to pay. And, you know, who's really harmed in the process, I think, are all fair questions. Okay, so I mentioned that, you know, I had asked, I try to ask these questions diplomatically when I ask candidates. I try not to, like, just come at them, you know, because I don't. That's not so much fun for anybody. But I did ask the question specifically.
I said a recent story about employee misbehavior on the clock, running side businesses, involving marriage licenses. What will you do to police staff to make sure that they stay on task, that they're doing their job and not, in a different way, defrauding the taxpayer? Ginger?
Okay, so this is Ginger's answer.
The employee that was doing that was on breaks and lunches. So that's kind of hard when you're not going to follow somebody out to the parking lot. But all you can do is just monitor within, hope everybody's being honest. You know, if somebody wants to do something wrong, they're going to find a way to do it. You know, they're going to just... They just do. And so unfortunately that happened. But we can just continue to monitor the employees and make sure that they're being honest and that they're going to do what they say they're going to do. And if not, then we'll just have to take action against it.
Yeah. So I don't know Ginger Pace at all or Jason English at all, apart from the, you know, 15 minutes that we spent together the other night. I was troubled by this answer of,
if somebody wants to do something wrong, they're going to find a way to do it. You know, they're going to...
That's not really what I want to hear, especially from somebody who wants to be the comptroller, you know, because their whole job is to police people and prevent the commission from doing something wrong. You know, look, I know it's an awkward situation for her because of how it's very... She's involved in all of it. But that, you know, I thought that was kind of an odd... But then this, and this is Jason English's comments about it. Again, he's the other person running for this office.
Jason, same question. What will you do to protect the county and the taxpayers from internal misbehavior or fraud, if you consider it that?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. We have already began working with the supervisors at the department level on tracking and keeping track of what employees are doing and where they're going. Ginger related to the breaks. Some of that is breaks. You can take breaks. That's fine. But when you're taking six breaks a day to go out to the parking lot to marry people, that becomes excessive. And that becomes something that should be very, very apparent to any supervisor that is doing their job. The hierarchy of the clerk's office is you have the clerk, you have me, and then it branches out to department managers from there. And we are very, very reliant on our department managers to know what their people are doing.
Now, of course, he's taking a shot at her, which, I mean, is fair in politics, and saying that, you know, a good supervisor should have known this. I just can't get out of my head the idea that somebody in the clerk's office was clocking out for a break, going and performing the CVS parking lot marriage. And, I mean, like, how long does that take? I you know, we got married in a church, so, you know, church weddings take forever. You know, 45 minutes, hour, whatever, maybe a half hour. But it does seem like if you're doing it four, five, six times a day, that's not a fast thing. Even if it's 10 minutes and you got to walk there and you got to set up and you got to sign the papers and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. It's such a weird story. But again, if you don't mind me saying it this way, the most Milton story I've heard in a long time. It just sounds like that to me. 620 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. With 1,600 acres of land, the University of West Florida is the third largest campus in the state university system. With this amount of space comes a wealth of resources for students, staff, and community members to enjoy the natural spaces our campus has to offer. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we discuss new nature-based experiences on the UWF campus and the ways we are connecting our community to our natural area. That's today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, I'm Jason English, candidate for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The Clerk of Court is the hub of our justice system and vital to Santa Rosa County. I have 18 years' experience as attorney to the clerk and former prosecutor. I'll protect our official records while preserving transparency and accountability. I'll safeguard county tax dollars as your comptroller using efficiency and fiscally conservative policies. I'm Jason English, asking for your vote on August 20th. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
It's the French captain, Alexandre Lacazette. And the host nation really get their party started.
Alexandre Lacazette. scoring a goal against the Americans yesterday. And, well, the Olympics have started. Look, the Olympics are a grueling endeavor from a fan's point of view because you feel like you got to watch it all. I don't know about you, but I feel like I got to watch it all. And so I, you know, whatever level of normal activity takes place during my life, when the Olympics hit, it's like I'm just not getting any sleep at all because I like it. It's fun, but it's so time consuming. The diving and the racing and the jumping and the throwing and the spinning and then soccer presents itself to me as an alternative, and I may not have to watch much soccer because the United States is, what's the word I want? Terrible. Because we played France yesterday, the host nation, and at minute 62, they got a goal from about the box perimeter right to a crossing across the left of the goal. It was a pretty good shot, but also not great goalkeeping.
Chassard's pass there, intercepted. It falls the way of Lacazette.
Minute 70.
Elise could be a danger from there. That's why.
There you go. They got two. So 2-0. And 2-0's not the end of the world, but 2-0's not great when you're 70 minutes in. And then a corner, minute 84.
Chassard with the corner for France. It's a free header. Third goal.
Perfect shot. Header in. Crossing off to the left.
Loic Badé.
And that's it.
And that will surely guarantee a French win on their opening night.
Yeah. So 3-0. I mean, you got your shins handed to you? I don't know if that's maybe an expression I should start. 6:25 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Traffic's flowing smoothly this morning. I-10, I-110 looking good. If you're at the intersection of 9th and Fairfield, you're going to see some delays in all directions, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, have you seen this whale destroys boat video? It's been everywhere in the last couple of days. Oh, my God. This whale, there's a boat, you know, what'd you say, 30-foot boat?
Yeah.
Ordinary fishing boat, you know?
Right.
And this whale comes up and does, you know how typical the whales, when they're doing cool stuff, they like pop up and then they splash over sideways into the water. And that's cool. Yeah, it's not cool when they do it on your boat and sink your boat, which is what happened here. I don't think anybody was hurt, right? It seemed like nobody was, I don't know how that happened either, but nobody gets
hurt. But you see that tail just whip down.
This is like, you know.
And water coming in the boat.
Is this the SS Jonah? Like, I don't know what, I mean, it's a crazy time. So, anyway. Hey, if you're thinking about getting a new education, changing careers, or you have kids that need to get a couple of college credits or maybe do dual enrollment, that's where you're a high school student, that you go to Pensacola State College and you get college credit and high school credit at the same time. No cost, by the way. It's provided free of charge. Also, you know, books even are paid for, so there's literally no cost for going to college. Both of my older boys did this through 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. You know, we homeschooled them, but they also, or she homeschooled them, but they also went to PSC, and that means they went to UWF with like a year and a half of college credit under their belt, which is great, you know, for no cost. And also, you know, you have teachers who really love to teach, lots of class sections. You can really pick the time and the person that works best for you. And our third one is going to be going here soon. So PSC is a great resource, and our family made a tremendous use of it. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be meeting today with both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, although those meetings are at separate times. Those meetings come after his address yesterday to a joint meeting of Congress. And tomorrow, Netanyahu meets with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
How do you say his name? Just kidding. You still hear it in your head, though, don't you?
Oh, I do. Can't stop it now. The U.S. House of Representatives is setting up a bipartisan task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. That'll be made up of 7 Republicans and 6 Democrats. They will have subpoena authority, and the resolution was approved unanimously yesterday. And Andrew, a little bit of a whoopsie here. Authorities in Ohio apparently accidentally set off the emergency notification system for the Perry Nuclear Power Plant yesterday.
No big deal. Happens all the
nearby
time.
Residents heard the sirens for about 35 miles all around Cleveland. set off sirens and alarms. Apparently, a repair technician accidentally activated the system yesterday while making a repair.
That's so many times worse than
a little bit
the
of
guy
a nuclear
in airport,
meltdown,
like
no
pulling
deal,
out the
yeah.
plug. Just kidding. Like, you know, no big deal. It's just the emergency alert sound coming from the nuclear power plant. Nothing to fear here.
Don't worry. No meltdown here.
Oh
back
my God.
To your normal day.
Yeah, just, you know, it's all under control. Everything's fine. We feel completely confident in all of this. I play this because you may not know the reference I was making a moment ago with David, but it occurred to me recently that whenever you say the name of the Prime Minister of Israel, that probably the way you shouldn't say it, but the way my weird brain hears it is Netan
Yahoo. Oh, thanks for that refresher. It never goes away. It'll just live on in everybody's
so
brains
welcome.
Forever now.
And now everybody who's listening and ever hears anybody talk about BB, that's what you're going to hear in your head, and you're going to hate me for it. And I'm sorry. You're welcome. Happy days.
I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says it's time to pass the torch to a new generation. In an address to the nation about his decision to not run for re-election and endorse Vice President Harris as the Democrats' nominee to beat former President Trump in November.
I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy.
Former President Trump at a rally in Charlotte, North Carolina.
So now we have a new victim to defeat. Lion Kamala Harris. Lion. L-Y-I-N apostrophe.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets with former President Trump tomorrow in Florida and meets today at the White House with President Biden and Vice President Harris. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. The Pensacola woman accused in a hit-and-run crash from last year has now been extradited back to Escambia County after being arrested last week in Kentucky. 41-year-old Jessica Hendrickson was booked into the Escambia County Jail Monday, then released Tuesday after posting $100,000 bond. FHP troopers say back in June of last year she was driving on Sorrento Road when she ran into bicyclist Jeff Nichols from behind, then fled the scene. Nichols died in that accident. She's next scheduled to appear in court on July 30th. The Florida Board of Education has approved a new bylaw allowing high school athletes to profit from endorsement deals.
There has to be a way for this education that you're talking about to get to the right individuals. If there is a way that the schools and the FHSAA knows exactly who's participating, then they can also do some outreach to make sure that those parents of those students and the student athlete has the appropriate information.
And that from the meeting in Orlando yesterday, the board unanimously approved the name, image, likeness rule change, which had been previously approved by the Florida High School Athletic Association in June. Education Commissioner Manny Diaz says the FHSAA will provide schools with specific instructions on the rule changes. He also said they will not tolerate any attempts by companies to circumvent the process and to take advantage of students. ECUA considering a rate increase of 3% that approved tentatively at yesterday's board meeting.
We discussed that for an increase for water and wastewater rates, as well as for our solid waste collection, sanitation, trash collection rates.
Executive Director Bruce Woody said operating costs were up about 8%, but they were able to limit the increase through cost-saving initiatives and changes to their vendors. Public hearings on the increase is set for next month, and the rate increase would still need full approval from the board at a later date. Marco Rubio with a new bill that he says will promote a family-centered child care program. The senator has introduced the Respect Parents Child Care Choices Act. Rubio says the bill would support families that raise their kids at home, create a voucher system, and also protect faith-based daycares. He says it would give families the flexibility and support they need to make the best decisions for their child care. And an investigation underway after a mysterious object was found in St. Johns County. The sheriff's office there says a balloon tied to a styrofoam box apparently fell from the sky yesterday at Crescent Beach. Onlookers ran to the balloon once it landed and were going to open it, but then somebody warned them not to. Instead, the bomb squad got called to detonate the box. And Jacksonville News reporting that the box was safely detonated, but the mystery remains. There's still no word on what was actually inside. It is 6:35 now at News Radio Pensacola, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're heading, if you're on Davis Highway heading northbound toward Brent Lane, you're going to see some delays in that area right there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a 70% chance of rain. Highs today near 89 degrees, overnight dropping near 75. For Friday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Friday night temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping the wet pattern around for your weekend, Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 89. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 77 degrees, heat index at about 87 right now. And let's get a look at our financial market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ yesterday suffered their worst day since 2022 after a tech sell-off. The NASDAQ dropped by more than 3.5%, the first decline of that size in more than 400 trading days. The S&P 500 dropped by 2.3%, and the Dow Industrials lost 1.2%. The artificial intelligence boom had sent stocks to new heights in the first half of the year, but investors have grown wary of its potential payoffs. Southwest Airlines has announced it is ending open seating and will offer extra legroom seats on its airplanes as pressure mounts on the carrier to increase revenue. The plans come as it fends off an activist investor pushing for an overhaul of the airline's leadership and operating strategy. The airline plans to start selling the first flights with extra legroom next year and will also add overnight flights in February. Futures are mixed. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 504. That's Your Money Now.
6:36 at News Radio Pensacola. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne.
Just in time for the summer season, Pete Moore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
I have some great guests in here today with me. We're going to talk about bands on the bayou.
This is actually our third year, and we have three free concerts a year that are for the community, bringing in local musicians to support local nonprofits and are funded by...
The Pensacola Expert Panel, mornings 9 till 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. In case you had not heard, there's this kind of percolating, bubbling, growing, concerning story involving Chilean immigrant workers who come here legally to work at ST Engineering Aerospace and have gotten suddenly laid off and are being put in a very difficult position because, you know, they move their whole families and lives here, and then all of a sudden they're out of jobs and they're not really getting good answers about why. Grace Resendez McCaffrey, who is a good friend, she's been on the wrap several times. We've had her on the show. She's the president of Latino Media Gulf Coast, and she joins us now. Grace, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So, this story is very concerning to me. If it were just some regular company, you know, companies do the things that they do. What makes this kind of a unique situation is all the public money, which has been poured into the project for the hangars at the airport that, of course, ST Aerospace is so, involved in. But before we kind of get into any of that, can you just tell us what happened? You know, you've talked with a lot of these folks. How did we get here? What's the actual story?
So a few weeks ago, they reached out to me. A group of workers contacted me to ask for a meeting where I sat with about six workers, former workers, that explained to me the situation that they had been laid off. And they're explaining to me that they're engineers, aerospace engineers, and they're working for ST Engineering. And they were very worried. They were very concerned, trying to explain to me their individual situations. And when I understood who the company was that they were working for, I think, you know, that's when it kind of hit us. This is something that the city needs to know about. And so as I started collecting information, doing a lot of fact-checking and stuff like that and digging into their individual statements, the common thread is that they were recruited from their country through a national campaign. They actually met the HR director that they know here, that they work for here, over there. And he was the one that, you know, told them all about Pensacola and what a great place it is and the jobs that they had here. They gave me a copy of, it's kind of like an advertorial, it's an article, but promoting the job, announcements that they're making, this kind of job fairs that they're having at hotels and that kind of thing. And talking about they're looking to hire at least, 100 workers under an H-1B-1 visa and explaining what this visa is. This is a annually renewable visa. And so the implications are that you're going to be here possibly up to 10 years, but at least 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. They're not doing this in their minds. They're not doing this simply for 1 year. They're expecting this is a long-term commitment. I mean, like at least one person actually just, bought a house, like got a mortgage on a house approved, like with the week before they were terminated. Right.
Yeah, and so understand that these folks are military servicemen. A few of them actually went ahead and took their retirement, went into retirement with their military careers to switch to this career with ST Engineering. And then, you know, of course, brought their families and this kind of stuff.
So they actually left the military service in Chile to take this job opportunity in America working in this field. Go on. Yeah. This is, go on.
Yeah, so... Yeah, and so trying to moving closer to their actual termination, they were told that they were getting suspended for an undefined amount of time.
Okay.
But that they would only get paid for 2 weeks. So essentially saying it could be 2 months, but we're only going to pay you for 2 weeks.
Kind of furloughed.
I think at
basically.
That point it's for. Yeah, but there. I believe at that time it's when the Department of Labor got involved, and there seemed to be some kind of change in that. I'm not sure about this part, but they can't keep them on suspension without pay.
Okay.
So that's when they started firing them.
Okay. So for people who don't know the H-1B-1 program, it's really tied to the employer, and if you're not tied to that employer, then what happens? Like, can you seek employment elsewhere? How does that work?
So you can seek employment, but you can't be employed until the new employer becomes your sponsor. And then there's an actual formality. You have to leave the country and come back again.
So even if they were to find employment in the field with somebody else, they'd have to go back to Chile to come back to America and get the new company to be the new sponsor. Is that right?
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's a formality. So, I mean, they would maybe go home and visit their family for a week and come right back.
Okay. We're talking to Grace McCaffrey. Yeah. Hang on for just a second, Grace, because this...
Sure.
I think this is such a crazy story, and a lot of times we maybe wouldn't even talk about it much, but it's interesting from a human perspective, but also because ST is kind of like a private-public partnership with the city and the state and the county and everybody else. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Grace McCaffrey. By the way, I think it was the mayor paid you quite a compliment the other day, which I would say the same thing, you know, because there are a lot of people that when they make claims on social media or even in front of the city council, you kind of like, okay. But I know you're reliable. And he said the same thing. Like, Grace, I trust her. I know she's going to do her facts and she knows what she's talking about. So at this point, they started firing them. And you said you had met her initially. Mm-hmm. There were six of them. How many are we talking about now?
So they had actually kind of formed a group among 40 of them. And then that week that we were going to speak to the city council about this, another five had been dismissed.
So 45.
Mm-hmm.
And how many workers are there from Chile working between the Mobile and the Pensacola operations for ST?
It's my understanding there's about 100 here in Pensacola and 200 in Mobile, and they both work under the same HR office.
Okay. And how many are in Pensacola that have been terminated at this point?
Oh, gosh, I don't have that breakdown.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. But in any case, ST went to Chile, recruited them, brought them here, what they thought was going to be a long-term engagement, and now they're saying that there's some problem with the visa and they're letting them go. What I don't really understand about this is that the consistent story from ST is we are dying to get employees. We can't find enough people to work here. It would seem like they're very motivated to keep – they've got way more business than they can service with the level of employees. That's why we're doing the whole training program with PSC. So do you have any understanding of what the problem is or why there's a – because it seems counter the story that we've been told.
There's several things that seem counter. In fact, some of the replies that some of the media have gotten about the firings is that they're actually trying to work on these visa issues. But and sorry, it gets a little bit in some weeds here, but that we've been waiting for official documents that say the last day of their employment. That date, according to their visa, they have to, they have 60 days from that date to leave the country or, you know, possibly find another sponsor. They've got 60 days to work out their situation for their visa. Only seven of these 40 terminated employees received a letter of termination. So we had been asking for these documents, I mean, these letters for all the rest of the employees because of this compliance that they have with their visas.
Right.
They never received them until after we went to see the city council.
Really?
That's when all of a sudden they all received a letter, and those letters actually say, you may want to consult with your own immigration attorney because you're probably outside of status.
Wow. So they're being told in these letters that they didn't get initially, they're being told now that they're in some kind of outside of status or in violation of the law, which as far as they know, that's not true. And again, and it would seem like ST would be motivated to help them get their renewals and, you know, make this work, right?
It's not just motivation, but it's also the responsibility. The sponsor, the visa sponsor, is 100% responsible for their visa status and the cost as well.
Okay. Yeah. Which makes sense. If you're going to be a sponsor, it makes sense that you take on those obligations, because otherwise, why would the State Department, why would we grant the visas in the first place unless we knew there was some reliable party in the United States working to make this happen? That makes sense. Okay. So so this is a big problem. It might become bigger as other people come up against maybe their year or against whatever is going on. These folks are struggling and suffering and trying to figure out what to do. Of course, again, we have this public-private partnership, which means that we all kind of have an interest in what ST is doing. I mean, they brought their families. They're adults. They're here. They're now trying to figure out what to do. What is the next step? I mean, it sounds like it's just basically at this point, we need to help these people stay fed and housed until we figure out what to do. But it seems kind of like a crisis. What do we do next?
So there was a few things that were going on. We first needed those letters. We finally got them, and they're not very kind. The second one, we had at least one employee who was not able to seek employment because there was an error on his immigration documents. Yesterday, hallelujah, actually our local Border Patrol, Border Protection Office helped us fix that.
Okay, good.
And so he is now able to seek employment. I do think that at the very least, you know, these folks deserve some type of severance, because they were not given any kind of notice, and given the distance that they are from any kind of, you know, stability that they had before, they need some help with that, they at the very least should get assistance with job placement. And so I'm working with some of the, like, Escarosa, you know, organizations like that that might be able to help with that here, and hopefully the office in Mobile will also step in to see what they can do.
It occurs to me, do you know if there are any other countries from which workers are, I just don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem to me like Chile would be the only place they would go, but do you know?
By this company?
Yeah.
Hired by this company currently? No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, they've got plenty.
Okay.
They got plenty of workers, so yeah, it's obviously a big endeavor to bring folks from another country.
Right.
But the odd thing that I'm seeing is that there's a few of them that have been offered jobs through a different type of visa, a J visa.
Okay.
That J visa, from what I can tell, is only for education.
Okay.
And so the idea that they could possibly be hired under this visa, I'm not sure where that's coming from. It doesn't make any sense to me, unless they're, you know, trying to say that they'd be working for this school the mayor's talking about. But I don't know that that's it's for the same jobs that they have. So
right.
This is very
it's confusing.
Scary.
Okay, well, I mean, that's kind of what I had thought the story was, but I wanted to hear it directly from you and know the scope of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm going to, you know, try to reach out to ST and see if I can get any perspective from them, or at least understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I said it twice, but I'll say it again. Normally, you know, look, companies do things all the time. They make decisions that people find unpleasant. what makes this sort of a little bit more of an odd situation is because all of our taxpayer money is invested in making this project work. And it's not just that it looks like they might be mistreating people, may or may not be true, but if their whole project depends on them getting workers trained who can do the job of servicing these planes, that they say they have a massive number of planes to service, why on earth wouldn't we be keeping as many workers as we possibly can to take care of that? That just doesn't make any sense to me at this point. Grace McCaffrey, she's the president of Latino Media Gulf Coast. I'm sorry, Grace, did you want to say something else?
Yeah, just on a community personal kind of level. You know, we've got 40 families that were abruptly terminated and left without any sort of income. They cannot work for another company, right? Yeah. They can't just pick up and find another job because of their visas are tied to this company. So last night we did with some donations from Marcus Point Church actually helped yesterday, and another private donor. We got some food to some families and a little bit of, you know, just help to get them food, keep food on their tables. They've got children here. Some of them, most of them have teenagers.
Yeah.
And older children.
Makes sense based on their professional development. So if people want to help, how can they get a hold of you?
If they want to give me a call, I'm at 850-494-7899. I'm very easy to find on Facebook as well. Most people just message me through there.
Okay. 494-7899 if you want to give Grace a call. Or you can find her on social media. It's very easy, Grace McCaffrey. Well, Grace, thank you for doing what you do in the community, keeping us informed, and also, you know, giving us an opportunity to help. And, I mean, hopefully we can find some answers and, you know, see what's going on and maybe make life a little bit better for these visitors from another country. Grace, thank you for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. 6:55 on News Radio Pensacola. What a helpless feeling. I mean, completely helpless, I can imagine. John's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Starting to see some delays if you're heading from Pace into Pensacola on Highway 90 through that construction zone. Definitely watch your speed with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
2018. Congressman Matt Gaetz flies off to the Bahamas on a private trip to meet a marijuana investor and at least five young female escorts. Among them, the teenage girl. The investor made millions thanks to Gaetz's marijuana bill. But that's how you do business with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Terrible idea. Was I talking to you?
This is Dr. Ronald Quincy from Research, pretty much the smartest man on the planet. You might want to listen to him.
Good morning, 6:58 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. That's actually one of my favorite John Cougar songs, although John Mellencamp at the time, When Jesus Left Birmingham. I don't know. I just love that one. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Jill Biden's in Paris to support Team USA at the Summer Olympics. She'll be representing the U.S. during Friday's opening ceremonies and also attending various events to cheer on American athletes. Oklahoma has released guidelines on how public schools should use the Bible in their lesson plans. The guidelines from the state superintendent's office call for schools to provide a copy of the Bible as a resource in every classroom. Last month, the state required public school teachers to use the Bible as a part of their social studies lesson plans. And one of the men who was injured in the assassination attempt on Donald Trump has now been released from the hospital. Pennsylvania authorities say David Dutch has recovered and been discharged.
Oh, good. Good. That's very good. Quick future news, John. Does Biden speak at the DNC?
Yes.
I think he does,
Stream
too.
Us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A fatal crash in Escambia County, Alabama. We'll have more information right after this update from Fox News.